Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
$14.8 trillion, according to Bloomberg and AP, has been stolen in 7 months. They're online in 1 year out from the bailout to spend $26 trillion of your money. That's double the GDP. The federal inspector general says they don't know where the trillions went, and they're not going to tell you. The Federal Reserve's on record saying they're above the law. And then this isn't just people that haven't been paying their mortgage. In my experience, their companies are just saying you still owe when it's paid off, especially if it looks like you're blue collar. And then they just send the police out and they take your house. I mean, it is. This happened during the Great Depression, too. They're also starting to call in full loans. They're starting to call in full notes. And like, let's say you owe $500,000. You did owe $1 million on your family farm you bought, or a piece of land you expanded your farm or ranch on, and you've paid off half of it. And they're now saying, you know what, there was a little clause in there we interpret. We're taking the property right now unless you can pay $500,000 right now. And you're like, hey, I'm making my payments. They go, SWAT team standing by. SWAT team standing by. And then you become homeless, and then they now grab you off the street, put you in a government home, that's basically a prison, and make you pay rent. Joyce, in fact, guys, people won't believe me, that search engine, that New York State to make homeless pay rent. I want people to see this for themselves. Joyce, this is frightening because this is getting worse and worse and worse. And coming up in the next segment, we're going to play the audio here that's never before heard when you went off air today, but you still had her online from your radio show when this happened to her. I haven't heard this yet, but John Harmon says this is some really painful audio to listen to. Can you tell us what's coming up?
It's absolutely horrible. I mean, we were all in tears when we were listening to it. Everybody in our office at the Power Hour was in tears listening to this because it is just so chilling to believe that it can happen in America to innocent people. I mean, really innocent people. You know, the trillions of dollars you were talking about earlier that's going to, you know, the Leave No Banker Behind Bailout Act. You know, anybody that needs the money that they want to give it to gets the money. And, you know, I was saying to Josh this morning, do you know how long it takes to count to a trillion? If you, Alex, decided to start right now and count to a trillion, it would take you 42,000 years. That is so unbelievable of how much $1 trillion is. And then somebody's a few dollars behind on their mortgage payments, and they get thrown out on the street because they can't get a job here because we're too busy giving the jobs away to China and then bringing in the plastic food for our babies to eat and our animals to eat to give them kidney stones.
Well, let me add to that. Right. Let me add to that, Joyce. We just put up the headline, New York charges rent for working homeless. They find out, oh, you're homeless, but you've got a job. They rifle through them, and they go and start debiting the little job with the poor person trying to get back on their feet, just like all over the country. People have a mobile home they're living in while they work, trying to get a house. They seize it the minute the tag's out, but then leave illegal aliens alone. But you guys can pull this up. Let me think of the exact headline. It's been all over the news that half of Congress doesn't pay taxes. Most of the Obama administration doesn't pay them and says they don't care. But more importantly, if you see these articles, they got rid of most of the IRS enforcers on billionaires, and they focused them on actually blue-collar, which, of course, brings in a lot less tax receipts, but showing the white-collar criminals have made it where there's no investigations of them, Joyce.
Well, and the question of who owes taxes anyway. You know, that's another whole discussion of who owes taxes and what is income. You know, that's something that's talked about.
But even within their system, they don't follow it. The law is for us, the schmucks.
Bingo.
And then they're the gods.
And you've got the poor getting poorer, the rich getting richer, and the confiscation of property. And I, like you were saying, Alex, with your own home, I think this is where it's at. I think that is the desire and the goal is to take property, to seize property. Don't just take it, to seize it. Now, I've got an update. I just got an update on the break a few minutes ago as to where she is, where Don Welch is, and what's going on with them right now as we speak in Hillsboro, Missouri.
All right, we're going to do a recap after this break. Long segment coming up. Recap, latest developments, play the audio here for the first time. Then we'll post it up at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, ThePowerHour.com, Dave and Joyce's site, and, of course, GCNLive.com. I'm sure I'll post it as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is coming up. You'll hear the real deal.
other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I know I said wide open phones today and no guests, but news develops here. So your calls are coming up at the bottom of the hour throughout the rest of the show. I will do an analysis of why is Obama going to release new torture, as they call them, abuse photos. We'll be breaking that down. Latest developments on the economy, a bunch of police state news. They've introduced bills to arrest you under federal felonies if someone says your email site or your news story hurt their feelings. You can't make this up. It actually says it. We've been talking about that since last week, but it's racing through the House now. Other hate crimes bills to restrict free speech and a violent extremist act that says that the attorney general thinks you might be violent or a terrorist someday. That's what Rahm Emanuel said in the speech. We're going to play it later. But now they've got a law they're trying to pass where you can't then own a gun. The right-wingers, returning veterans, the American people. I mean, this is high treason. It's actually happening. That is coming up after we take a bunch of your phone calls. Joyce Rowley, talk show host here on the Genesis Network from 7 in the morning to 10, right before Derry Brownfield. They had this lady on who said that neighbors were told the police were coming that day to evict her, even though she had the letter and the court case. Note paid in full. They'd sold it to another company, Wachovia. They're saying, no, we're not honoring that. We're taking it. I have experienced this where they sold my mortgage three or four times and then just took the escrow money and said I hadn't paid it and we're going to take my house. And they were suing me to take it, and I had to go prove all this. I have a little 4 acres, and it turned out we did pay it on some land out in by Johnson City. And I just got a big bill, and they're saying they're taking it. I mean, folks, this is happening to everybody, and I got to go fight that or they'll take it. Even though we have the record, we sent them the check. And they, you know, this is how they operate. Now, Joyce, just during the break, got some new information. So for stations that just joined us, Joyce, and quite a few just joined us, recap what's happened in Missouri, the lady's name, and the new developments, and then we'll play this audio that was recorded after your show ended.
Don Welch has been a listener to Genesis Network for 5 years, and she's very well aware of what her rights are. So when this first mortgage company, when she was smart enough to write to the mortgage company and ask them if they still owned the note and if her mortgage was paid in full, they sent her back in writing, yes, your mortgage is paid in full. Well, the mortgage had been sold to Wachovia. Wachovia then enters in, though their name is not on the lien, and they have no equity interest in her home, they went to the judge and, of course, the sheriff and told them to go ahead and take the house. Well, she went through the whole proceedings all the time standing up for herself and challenging them every step of the way. She put notices on her front and back door. She put up no trespassing signs. She said, this is my property, and I will not voluntarily give it up. So as a result of that, over the last few months, we've known that there were some problems there and that the police were going to come. They sent one note to her saying that we will come within 5 days. She put a note up saying, I will sue you as a private individual, Mr. Sheriff, if you do this. Well, they did come today. And when they came to her home at about, now we had her on the air at 8 o'clock Central, and they came to her house. At about 8:45, they started gathering around with the ambulance, the Humvee, and all the vehicles, started gathering away from her home. Now, her home is right next to the fairgrounds there in Hillsboro, Missouri. So they gathered all around there, kind of like they did with Waco. So we got really concerned. We're afraid of what was going to happen to her. And at about 10 o'clock, we went off the air. And we were off the air and unable to keep contact with the listeners, which is why I'm so appreciative that you were willing to put this on, because these people have been hanging, not knowing what happened. Well, we taped from 10 a.m. on, because John was able to get it connected up there at Genesis and help us out with Ted's involvement there. And what we did was we continued to tape this in an ongoing fashion so that we could hear her and had her on the phone the whole time. At approximately 10:25, they then began to come to her door to break it down. With the battering ram, they came to her door, started screaming for her to come outside. She refused to do so. They knew she was not a person who was going to harm them, and so they weren't even showing any weapons at the time. but she was unfortunately the victim of them breaking down her door. And what you're going to hear is the sound this morning at 10:30 Central Time when they broke down her door. Then after that, I'll give you the update of what I just learned has happened to her since that time. But this is so chilling. I want everybody to take this off of InfoWars and get it onto your email. Send it out and let people hear what it's like for a 54-year-old grandmother who's trying to save her home for her children and her grandchildren.
And then meanwhile, the bankers have stolen 14-plus trillion, and they say, we're not going to tell you where it is. In fact, here's Bloomberg today. Fed Inspector General claims she does not know where the trillions went and doesn't have to tell anybody. Later, I'm going to play clips of the Defense Department saying they won't say where trillions have gone. It's just a rogue criminal government. And I will again remind people, I had Bank of America a few years ago buy my mortgage from my mortgage company, been sold many times, and then just take the escrow money and start suing me to take my house, even though I had the title company and everything that I'd paid it. They said, we don't care. And I had to counter-sue them to get them to back off. Well, a lot of, you know, people who are broke, can barely buy groceries, you know, they've paid off their mortgage. That's who they come after. Let's go ahead now. Here is the audio of what happened today live. This hasn't been heard yet. This is the first time it's being heard. It'll be posted at InfoWars.com if you missed this, or at PrisonPlanet.com or at ThePowerHour.com. But here it is live right now from what happened today at 10:25 Central Standard Time. Here it is.
I need you to open the door. We have a court order for you.
Sheriff's Department, I need you to open the door. Open. We have a court order for you. We need you to open the door. We have an execution for your resident.
Nope.
If we don't open the door, we're going to break the door, ma'am. Ma'am, you need to open the door. I can hear your voice. Hello?
Yes, we're here. We're here. We're here with you.
Sheriff's Department, open the door. I have to put the phone down and just put my hands out, guys, whenever they walk in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I can't have my stuff out on the street, guys. I can't.
We don't want you to get hurt. We want you to be safe. We want you to, you know.
Ma'am, it's the sheriff's department. You need to open the door. We're going to force in the door.
Josh has offered to go up there and move your stuff to a storage unit if that's what it takes. He will take care of that, he said.
We got two households here, but thank you, Josh.
Well, we could get the good stuff anyway, hopefully, but if that would help. You know, we need to be prepared next time for these kinds of events and make sure we got Plan B and C in place.
All right, they're coming around. They've got a camcorder also. They're recording. They are recording me in the window. I stepped away where he can't. Oh, my God.
I don't know that it ever gets worse than this kind of a situation. I can't imagine this. I just cannot imagine. This is just beyond the pale. You know you're doing the right thing, don't you, Don?
Yes, ma'am.
And why do you know that? Why do you know you're doing the right thing in your heart?
Because we have a corrupt criminal government that is stealing our homes, our properties, our lives, our jobs, moving them overseas, you know, all the same reasons.
And then they leave you just basically flapping in the breeze, taking jobs away. You can't get a job.
All right, here they come. Get the video camera. Here they come. Here they come. They're coming through the door. They're bashing the door. What do I do? Let them go? Get in the bathroom.
Jim?
They're just in the bathroom. I'm going to stand here.
Just hold your ground right there. Don't run.
They're filming it. All right. They're going to bash in the
door,
Jim.
Don't anybody make any fast moves. Don't anybody make any.
I'm laying the phone down.
Okay, but don't hang it up.
I won't. I'm right here.
Right.
I'm right here. Do I just put my hands out, Jim?
Well, are they in the house yet?
Not yet.
Okay, when they get in the house, just say, listen, I don't mean any personal harm to anyone, but I am not voluntarily surrendering my property to anyone.
They're busting the door. Is that recording, guys?
Remember, I mean no harm to anyone. I am not surrendering my house.
Here it comes. Should I start saying that now?
Well, as soon as you can see them.
Okay. Here it comes. Here it comes. They're busting the door.
We'll make sure that people know that you meant no harm to anybody.
My daughter is here.
Where out? Sheriff's office.
They're in the house.
Where at? Sheriff's office. Come out.
They're getting my daughter and her
right
friend.
There.
They're putting us all on the ground.
Head,
my hands are on the back of my head.
There is no dog.
There is no dog. I am not trespassing. This is my property. I have the paperwork to prove that this is my property. They are stealing. Don't hurt me.
I'm not going to hurt you, ma'am.
They are stealing my property. I have paperwork right there showing that I own this house. Sheriffs, you guys are violating my constitution. Don't you touch my phone. You are violating my constitutional rights.
And then they hung up the phone, Joyce.
I'll tell you, this was so hard to listen to, but knowing that she was going through it, but listen to how strong this 54-year-old grandmother was. I mean, she's just amazing. Well, as a result of this, I just got a phone call that we had contacted the media.
We got a break, Joyce. Stay there. We got to take a network break. We'll be right back on the other side. Then your phone calls are coming up, ladies and gentlemen, and a ton of other news as we track the police state. Stay with us. The system wants you to be dependent on them. What the communists do in Russia and China? They would just tell everybody, you got to move off your land. Got to go into the central work brigades. Then they just put a ring of machine guns around them and let them all starve to death. They want to re-engineer societies violently. Now, this is the bankers that funded the communists and the fascists, and they're just looting and stealing. I want to explain again. More than double all the mortgages. That wouldn't be double. What's $9 trillion would pay off all the mortgages? Is it 14 plus? So more than 100% of the mortgages, and then again half. All the mortgages in the U.S. and half again would be paid off. All mortgages with the money taxpayers have had to pay now to the bankers. And they're using it all offshore. Going to Joyce Riley, we have Jim Percy, who knew the lady and that this just happened to and was on the line with Joyce while she was on air. Joyce, finishing up your point, though, about this lady's courage and the new developments we've got, then we'll go to Jim about this.
Okay, she was so incredibly brave. What she did, the manner in which she handled herself, she kept asserting herself the whole entire time, and not in a violent, radical way, in a way a grandmother would protect her brood, really. She said, I'm the matriarch of this family, and I need to protect them. Well, I just got word that the television company, the television network that we had contacted, had gone out to her house. They were there toward the end of the event. Unfortunately, didn't get there in time. But they were able to, according to Jim, and I think Jim can give us probably better information on this, they downloaded the information from the kids that had been video recording this and the other people that were video recording there. They had gotten, found out what had happened. I'll let Jim tell you about what took place then with the 15-year-old grandson. But the bottom line is they have now gone in there. They've got armed police everywhere, taking all of her things out, and they have taken her to jail. So that's what we know thus far, is that they've taken her to jail.
For trespassing in her own house. Let's go to Jim Percy, who's written, I've been covering this situation. Jim, what's the local TV station? Do you have a call letter to that, or will we see this on the nightly news, the afternoon news?
No, I only know that it's an NBC affiliate station in Hillsboro and in St. Louis, and it's Channel 5. I spoke with Dawn's grandson about 25, 30 minutes ago, And he said, Jim, he said, the sheriffs came over to me when they were taking my grandmother and my mom out of the house in handcuffs because I was shouting at them, you're violating her constitutional rights. You are so wrong in what you're doing. And a sheriff walked over to him and said, listen, if you don't keep quiet, I'm going to read you your rights. And he looked at the police officer and he said, I'm a minor. And he said, well, then you'll be a minor in jail if you keep talking. And this 15-year-old grandson that Don has is quite an interesting young man. He's got a real heart of steel. But you know, Alex, it's really twofold what's going on with Dawn Welsh. Not only does she have a statement from the original bank that she used to mortgage her home, that her home is paid for, and not only did Wachovia not do their due diligence and put themselves as a legal lien holder on title to the property. You know, Christopher Boyko ruled in November of 2007 in 14 cases that were brought before his court regarding Deutsche Bank trying to do the same thing. Judge Christopher Boyko ruled that because the bank had not put themselves in a legal lien hold position, that the properties were paid for. And those people walked out of his court with their homes. Now, Dawn Welsh not only used that as her defense, but we also challenged the jurisdiction of the court. Because as you well know, Alex, today there are three courts in America. There's a common law court, there's an equity court, and an admiralty court. The only courts that are up and running are equity and admiralty. And the only thing that the equity and admiralty courts can adjudicate are those who have voluntarily consented to a contract or those who are corporations. And we had filed with the courts an affidavit denial of corporation existence, and we had challenged the jurisdiction of the court. And when the court's jurisdiction is challenged, Alex, you probably know this, that court cannot proceed until they overcome the challenge of jurisdiction.
You know, they don't care. The government ships the drugs in, the cocaine, the heroin in openly. Police openly pull the ladies over and grab their earrings and watches publicly, and it's on the news, and the cops say, we're allowed to. If you don't like it, we got a SWAT team. You know, I mean, that's the answer. If you don't like it, we got a SWAT team. And we'll finish up with this on the other side and then get to everybody else's calls and shift gears. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Look, everything's a fraud nowadays. The IRS didn't exist until 1913. It's a collection agency with the private Federal Reserve on record. Congress has had hearings and admitted that. And not one red cent of the money you pay goes to the infrastructure. It all goes to interest to foreign banks. Now they've gone to a new level, $14 trillion in 7 months, 14 plus trillion, not counting the $787 billion stimulus package, where they said it'll all be transparent. Now they say none of it's transparent. Ha ha! And if you don't like it, you're a terrorist. We're not going to allow you to own guns. Now, you thought the DHS report was bad. Now they have a bill citing those reports saying, you're not going to be able to own a gun, veterans. Remember Bill Clinton? First thing he did when he was about to leave office was say that hundreds of thousands of vets couldn't own guns that didn't even have criminal records. And everybody, I mean, literally, everybody I know former, you know, guys that own businesses here in town who were famous UT football players. And, you know, I'll be at an event or something, and they'll go, Alex, I don't have any criminal record, and I can't buy a gun now, because they say something in my military record. And one of the guys here in the office, no criminal record, tried to go buy a gun last night, and they just said no. And if you don't like it, a SWAT team will drive by. You know, that's what the paramilitary police are about. That's what making you take your shoes off and go through body scanners and now brain scanners. That's back in the news. MRIs. I mean, what's next? Well, they want to take blood and urine. They have an executive order to do it. When you get the DMV, but the illegals are all exempt. Everybody for 36 years at birth has blood taken for a DNA database, which they now admit is for eugenics. I told you that for years. Now it's mainstream news. The Human Genome Project, Cold Springs Harbor. Just search engine Cold Springs Harbor. Don't believe me. It'll be the birthplace of eugenics. What Hitler quoted as his founding place. It's all eugenics. And I know I'm ranting here. I'm going to go to Wilson, Mike, George, Steve, and Josh, because I know you've been holding. I said I'd have open phones today, and then this came up. Joyce, I know you'll be covering this on your show tomorrow in the morning, and then I want to have an update from you on this as it develops. We're on the KSDK St. Louis NBC5 channel. We don't see anything there yet about this. Their editors might, you know, not let them run into. They may say she's with Al-Qaeda or something before they do, but it is Missouri where they say Ron Paul's a terrorist and libertarian bumper stickers are terrorism, and we're on in Missouri. They announce if you criticize Obama, you'll be arrested. By the way, new listeners, don't believe me. Go to YouTube and type in Missourians may be arrested for criticizing Obama. And you'll see, and the news is with a straight face. You know, Joyce, Missouri's a great place. The show me state, hardworking, great, salt of the earth people. A lot of the folks from Missouri are the ones that founded Texas. They were from Missouri, Tennessee, Kentucky, places like that, Alabama. What has happened to Missouri? Or is it there's so many patriots there, big brothers really trying to crack down? I mean, why do we see so, I know this is going on everywhere. Texas is real bad too. So is Illinois. Every state's bad. But I mean, what is it about Missouri that they just really hate patriots?
Well, I think that it's the heartland area where if they can make the heartland look bad, they can make anybody look bad. I mean, Texas has got a reputation, but Missouri doesn't. So now all of these patriots that are springing up Missouri, and let me tell you, there's a lot of them that live in the Lake of the Ozarks or back in the Ozark Mountains and don't want anybody to even know where they live. I think it's a concern for them. So the state of Missouri is attempting to do everything they can to control these people, and they use the force and the intimidation. So that's what we're seeing. And I just appreciate, I have to tell you how much I appreciate Jim Percy, because Jim Percy was up at 4 o'clock this morning there on the phone with Don Welch. If she needed him any time of the day or night, he has been there for her. I want to give Jim Percy credit, because when Don went into the court, he was right there with her on a cell phone. And then the judge called her to the bench, and he was telling her what to do also. Now, this is not a situation where Jim encouraged her to do anything different. This is a situation where she was already doing this. She was already in trouble with the mortgage because of them saying that it wasn't paid off.
Yeah, she decided to make her stand, so folks tried to come to her aid. And absolutely. Well, Joyce, as this unfolds, well, I guess, you know, they're going to charge her with trespassing for being in her house. They don't just take your house now in America when the armed police come with their Humvees. That, I guess, they now charge you, and it's just a real travesty. So we'll track this as it develops, Joyce, and we'll have you pop back in and Jim tomorrow if you can do it. Thank you so much, Joyce.
Thank you so much, Alex.
You bet. All right, we just spent an hour and 8 minutes on that, but it's so important, because this isn't where, you know, I'm just hearing this from afar. I've been looking at this, and I've been experiencing this in Austin. And I've had it happen to me, where I'm paying the house payment, and then you get a lawsuit, service, and they say, you didn't pay your escrow. And then you go, here's all the documents, Bank of America. You send it registered, and they keep the suit going, and you have to sue them. Had to pay to have a suit filed, countersuit, to defend myself, and then that they kept going with the case. No, we're taking your house. So I said, okay, I'll go ahead and sue you. And man, they dropped it. Oh, we found your escrow money. See, they're testing. Now, do I have a slave? Do I have a schmuck? Do I have somebody I can feed on? And, you know, I understand the sheriffs get put in a bad position where lawful mortgages, people haven't paid, whatever. It's private property, the most sacred thing in this country. If you don't have private property, you have nothing. So, you know, the police are trained to do this. But it's different when you know that they've sucked $14.8 trillion out. That is $5-plus trillion more, according to Bloomberg, than they need to pay off all mortgages. And I keep making that point. You know, we go on to the Smart Growth Conferences, North American Union, NAFTA, Highway Conferences. We read their documents, and they talk about, you know, they come into cities, and they go, we got $100 billion for your town if you turn all the toll roads, all the roads into toll roads, and we're going to do this for your state and that. We have unlimited money. You know why the banks are flushing money and nobody else is? They've cut liquidity off of the public. They've deindustrialized us. They're bragging. It's all planned. In the IMF and World Bank, International Bank of Settlement documents. I wrote a book about it in 2002, Descent into Tyranny. I had BBC reporters on about it. We've had economists on. We've had the guy that wrote Economic Hitman, John Perkins, who worked for him. It's on record that they fraudulently create a debtor system where there's more debt than there is real currency and real assets. They buy up all the real assets with it and then leave us holding the bag. It's like musical chairs. They've all got a chair. They make sure the people don't. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse until we stand up and say no. Okay.